Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey, shout out to Clayton. Sweet dude. I just bumped into him on the way to the bathroom. You know, he's working on the air conditioning here.
Oh, good.
Said he grew up listening to the Eagle with his parents. Like, man, I got so many memories riding around my parents listening to the Eagles. Like, dude, we were just talking about that. We were junior high kids listening to Kid Craddock at nights. It's been around forever. So shout out to Clayton. Good dude out in the hall there. All right. Very, very excited, Ben. You know, I have this Friday routine where I like to head up to Roller Town as soon as the show's over on a Friday, and especially on a day where they have JB's wood-fired pizza. Mm. Oh, man, those good pies. Good pies. So JB's wood-fired pizza's up there. We have 380 Acoustics performing tonight. I know you've seen them, and you're a big fan of their work.
Yeah, I'm going tonight. My wife's sister is in town, and her friend and their kiddos, and so they you know, she hadn't seen them since pandemic started.
Oh, wow, dude.
So, so we're very much excited about hanging out at Roller Town tonight. If you're out there in Salina watching some live music, joining some wood-fired pizza, and you see me, please say hello, because I'm always confused. I don't want to bother people, but I also don't want anyone to leave that wanted to say hi and didn't know if they should or not, because that happens a lot too.
Right.
So, and then I sometimes proactively say hello to as many people as possible. They're like, why are you talking to me? I've never heard of your radio show. So anyways, if you see me and you want to say hi, let's take a picture. Don't know why I went Christopher Walken there for a second. Hi.
I've also seen you yelling at a lot of people that speak English as a second language, just trying to communicate to them louder.
You have not seen that.
But Kevin, Kevin, can you put the cow away?
Golf club.
So anyways, and then tomorrow, House of Warlords, our Japanese lager, back in the mix. Very excited about that.
Yeah.
That alone is a reason to go to Roller Town. So I think I'm going to go. Kevin, so I think I'm going to go after the show.
Today?
I think so.
Oh, good. So I'll see you out there.
Yeah. Let's plan on that. Okay. And then I may go tomorrow before the FC Dallas game, too. I can't decide. I want so much of that Japanese lager in my belly. I haven't decided how to work this weekend out yet.
Okay, very nice.
It's on. And then if you can't make it up to Salina, how dare you?
Did you see the other things? Did you mention the other things we got cooking too?
Well, all I mentioned was tonight and then the Japanese lager tomorrow.
Okay.
So
JB's Pizza tonight, 5 to 9. That's the pizza you were talking about. It's a wood fire pizza.
Yep.
We got 380 Acoustics. Tomorrow, in addition to the Japanese lager, the Japanese beer garden is from 6 to 8. And Archie's Dogs, a hot dogs daddy.
Archie!
That's going to be out there. Archie's Dogs from noon to 7. And on Sunday, Jazzy's Tacos from noon to 7.
Oh, those are so good, dude.
Yeah.
Those are real good. And then if you can't make it to Salina, well, I understand. Why don't you go to some of the other places that support Roller Town? Like, we talk about Pluckers all the time. There's 7 locations around town. They have the big German on tap. Good friend in East Dallas is a great example. Bubba's 33. Oh, my gosh. They support big time.
Brass Tap Prosper.
Yes. Brass Tap in Allen as well.
Yeah, the Jakes. The Jakes in Frisco, by the way.
Yeah.
The one right across from the silos over there.
Oh, I need to go over there. I haven't been over there.
They carry the Big German on tap and Juice Serum
on
tap.
Let's go there before the FC Dallas game.
Done.
We're going to be right over there tomorrow.
That'd be fantastic.
The Boomer Jacks that guy Tim called in from.
Yeah, dude, that was great. Yes. He just had a Big German at Boomer Jacks.
Appreciate that.
We should also mention we'll get back into the final game of the east side of the bracket at 4:05. If you get off the cow, just put the cow away and that bell won't ring. It's ringing because you're leading the cow around the studio. You moron.
Bessie.
All right, Dirt. Right now it's time for this.
On this day in history, throughout time,
magical things have happened.
Stop it!
Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye.
He said Christopher
it's
Walker.
Time to play the Today Game.
It's a game. It's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jack wagons.
Rollertown Beer Works, which you can also get at every Cane Rosso, Thunderbird Pies, or Zoli's.
Oh,
you can get it when
Zoli's.
You go to watch the Rangers play baseball at Globe Life Field, or if you're going to watch the Rough Riders play in Frisco, you can get it out there too. Presents the Today Game for today, August the 12th, 2022. Let's dedicate today's Today Game to Tony Fay and Dave Raymond, both phenomenal guys. But we'll start with the Knopfler. Mark Knopfler is 73.
Yeah. How do we feel about this riff?
I love it.
I think it's one of the coolest guitar tones ever. And the riff is great.
This is a great air guitar solo, too.
Oh, right on.
Riff, yeah.
Should we cold call Dave Raymond?
Yeah. He's a great dude.
Okay.
So, Ben, did you actually get to hear any of the Bill Burr interview?
No.
Kevin said the most shocking thing ever to Bill Burr. He quoted a lyric from that song and just said the shocking word in its full shockingness.
Really?
Yes. And it just about sent me through a window. It was the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
I literally jumped.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Did you dump it?
No, we had to pre-record it,
yeah.
So we bleeped it out.
Okay.
And left it in.
You guys think Dave will answer?
Yeah, Dave will answer.
It's a weird number, so I don't know.
Kevin's calling Dave Raymond right now.
Yeah. Guys, Hell or High Water was released on this day in 2016.
Yep. There was a time when a clip would have been played.
I was going to leave a message for Dave.
Yeah.
For Hell or High Water.
The greatest Western of all time.
Young County says same deal with the Branch and Olney.
Excuse me. They have video.
Same deal all the way around.
Walmart sell all sorts of electronic equipment. Oh, these boys, they aren't done yet. I'll tell you that.
The movie's incredible.
Olney.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. That's Jeff Bridges there, right?
Uh-huh.
I've not seen him do any interviews on this, but he's now done such a similar character and voice in so many Westerns and that he must really be passionate about that.
Like the old man, too?
Yeah, I heard that's great, by the way.
I heard that's great, too. He's like a retired CIA guy in it.
Yes.
Something. Yeah.
I heard that's really good.
But he's got some information now, so they're coming after him, and now he's on the lamb.
Ooh.
The lamb?
The lamb or the cow?
Man with lamb.
I heard lamb's pretty hot.
Man with lamb.
Have y'all seen Hell or High Water?
No.
I've not.
Yeah, y'all can get on that.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's good.
I'm going to do it after I light the shield.
They're in Olney in Archer City.
Yep. Todd Archer City. Guys, it's World Elephant Day.
What's your strategy is you're there and the elephant is charging you.
You know the difference between an Asian elephant and an African elephant?
Wait, is it over?
That's all I had.
Did that question ever get answered?
Who wins a fight between an elephant and a hippo?
Oh my God.
Hippo every time.
Elephant every time.
I think hippo. Elephant every time.
Hippos are like the most dangerous animal.
Yeah, they've got like huge teeth.
Yeah.
And I don't think elephants.
Elephants have giant tusks and huge wings.
It's a different thing.
What's more deadly?
I guess when you see an elephant mad, it is a very scary thing.
I mean, an elephant will show back up at your funeral.
That's true, and stomp you.
Yeah.
Who wins in a fight between elephants and hippos?
Who are you
that
asking?
Takes me to a website, so I'll see.
A whole website just for that?
Yeah.
Do you like websites?
Oh. So I like that website so great.
Is that the one that answers the question about the Asian elephant?
I think so. Okay. I think so.
This says,
do you have to choose Asian, MILF? Are there different categories of
elephants?
Elephants.
Because they never forget.
Yep.
This website seems to think that because these guys are usually fighting over turf.
Okay.
This is what happens when the answer goes against what Kevin.
Yeah.
You know,
keeps looking until he can maybe.
No, this is kind of giving it. I mean, it's my initial what I thought. I thought hippos, and I think I'm right. Christina, what did you think?
I couldn't really come up to a conclusion.
I'll pay top dollar to anyone in the Metroplex that can arrange this fight.
No, I think that's animal abuse.
Yeah, you
legal.
Can't do that.
Let's do it at halftime of the FC Dallas game.
Sir Mix-a-Lot is 59.
Okay, I'm going to call Dave Raymond again.
Okay. Now, buttermilk biscuit, here we go. Flour, roll it, go.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Move your butt to the funky beat. Lil Nas X doesn't exist if it's not for this.
Maybe he still does.
Oh, when it comes to combat skills, Christina was right. So the tusk on these hippos, their teeth are so huge.
Don't do that with motion.
To
you
his
see
mouth?
That motion to his mouth?
Right.
Whoa, they're calling a tie.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt. It's an elephant. It's got tusk and it's huge.
Guys, the new DuckTales was released on this day in 2017.
A luxury you can't live without.
A luxury I can't live without. Coffee. I really like good coffee.
It's not a luxury. You can get it anywhere.
I guess, yeah. I like good coffee. What's
I love coffee, too.
I like nice socks.
Socks. your socks, would you put in your shoes?
Yeah, I really love them. I like kind of like, you know, cozy feet.
You're attracted to your socks.
I'm attracted to really nice running socks. Like, I'm always looking for good running socks.
You know, that's not a luxury, though. Coffee and socks are not a luxury.
All right, give me a luxury. What luxury should I have?
Private plane.
Larry, I'm on DuckTales.
Larry. He does sound like such a jerk in that, too. It's like, I'm just appreciating the little finer things in life.
Coffee, socks, pretty humble guy.
Leave
here.
Me alone.
I don't think Larry was very relatable to the average person.
I don't think he was.
I've been married 9 times.
But the thing is, he came off way more relatable than Jerry Seinfeld that time he had Seinfeld
That's
on.
True.
And Seinfeld was like, you should know, I would never get canceled. I'm too good.
How'd you get fat?
guys,
Lakeith Stanfield is 31.
You want to make some money here? Then read the script with a white voice.
People say I talk with a white voice anyway, so why ain't it helping me out?
Well, you don't talk white enough. I'm not talking about Will Smith's wife. I'm talking about the real deal. Like this young blood.
Hey, Mr. Kramer. This is Langston from Regalview. I didn't catch you at the wrong time, did I?
Spin Doctors. Classic.
I don't
only
know what
31.
Happened.
31. Well, you have to kind of see that clip.
What clip? What movie is that?
Sorry to Bother You.
Oh, yeah. I do need to see that.
That was part of the preview, wasn't it? Because yeah. I've seen that.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember.
I haven't seen the full movie, just that.
He's Darius from Atlanta.
And he was in Get Out, right?
Yeah, he was. Yes.
He's very attractive.
Oh.
I never thought of him that way.
Really? You should.
I do.
He is, though.
Take
yeah.
another look.
I always think of him as being super hot.
Guys, we interviewed Dean Norris on this day in 2013.
Hey, guys, this is Dean Norris. I'm Hank Schrader on Breaking Bad, and you're listening to Ben and Skin, so tread lightly.
He's the worst character on Breaking Bad.
You said his wife was...
Yeah, I thought you said his wife was the worst yesterday.
Well, just going. Yeah, well, I finished it last night, and yes, he's the worst. Because so that everything is settled and done, they've got Walt. He's hanging out with Jesse. He takes 10 minutes to dap up Gomez and say great job, and then he calls his wife, who he's been ignoring for 3 seasons, and says, "I got him. I love you. I'll be home soon." And then the white supremacist gang comes out to where they were.
And
if he
would have
just
toilet,
gotten
right?
the car and drove off, they would have been fine.
I don't remember.
But there's a great scene, though, during the shootout, and Walt's out of the car, and he's begging Jack not to shoot him. He's just begging him. And Walt's just throwing out all this, "I'll give you $80 million, borrow the money." And he looks at Hank, and Hank goes, "You're the smartest man I know, but you're too dumb to see that he made up his mind 10 minutes ago." And he shoots him right in the face.
Who shot who?
Jack shot Hank.
I thought he died on the toilet.
That's Elvis.
Who's Jack?
That's Elvis. Jack's the leader of the white supremacist gang.
So they're doing another show after Better Call Saul. Did you guys see this?
Yeah,
no.
I saw it. Yeah, Vince Gilligan.
It's going
to
be
is
great.
Is it related to any of that, or is it totally separate?
Yeah, it's the whole intro story to Gomez.
They're not doing that. He actually did an interview saying he doesn't want to do any of that.
Well, we'll see. That's
Joby.
What I heard. Yep, it's called What's the Deal with
you
Gomez?
Want to call
really
Gomez?
Not a lot there with Gomez.
I think there is. What's it like to be a wingman?
5 seasons worth of What's Up with Gomi.
Shout out to Josie Records because it is National Vinyl Day.
Hell yeah.
Ah.
doing the Ray Charles.
Your heart and our love, it makes a spark shining down from up above, down on me. Why must you be on my mind?
Go support your favorite record store today. I mean, we always talk about Josie. We love those guys. We're friends with those guys. But there's a lot of good ones here in the DF Dub. Spinster is a great spot, downtown area.
NTX Vinyl?
Is NTX that what our buddies? Vinyl yeah. is great. Yeah. They have two different brick and mortar spots.
Yep.
Good Records, which was started by Chris. It's part of the whole Polyphonic crew.
Love Good Records. There's Red Zeppelin up in McKinney.
Red Zeppelin in McKinney was started by, I think she was a school teacher. And
that's
went,
great.
Yeah, so there's a lot of great record spots in the DF Dubs. So go support one.
And tell us, that's a little Bastards of Soul. People, whenever we play music, people are like, what was that song?
Yeah,
that was
Bastards of Soul off their first record, Spinnin', which I believe is the best-selling record in the history of Josie Records.
Wow!
Yeah.
Damn!
Even more than like Taylor Swift and stuff.
How about that?
Isn't that crazy?
Hell yes.
Pretty cool.
That's better than Taylor Swift.
Attaboy. Job, Kevin.
Look at that, man.
Where's that
cowbell? You guys, see, you guys can get along.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Short-lived.
Yep. Guys, Pete Sampras is 51.
Oh. Tennis guy?
Yes, tennis guy. You know who he's married to?
Not anymore. They got a divorce.
Get out of here.
How do you know he's not going to say who his current wife is?
That's a great point.
Man.
Who is it?
Yeah, Barbara Sampras.
Yeah, dumbass.
Barbara Sampras.
She is a looker.
Yep.
It's that Kimberly Williams gal, right? Is that who you're going to say?
Kimberly Williams.
Isn't that her name?
Wendy Williams?
I think she was in Father of the Bride. Or I can't remember what all she was in.
Did you guys see Wendy Williams in a car the other day?
No.
Footage of that circulated?
Uh-uh.
She's kind of tiny now.
No, she was she was holding her hand out of a car and showing a huge ring.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, you know, because TMZ is always hawking. They were like, Wendy, what's going on? Where's your so-and-so, the guy she's married to or whatever? She goes, he's shopping. He's buying things. She looked like she was struggling. You know, I know she's having some hard times. So
early dementia.
Yeah, she's got some issues. So I felt for her. It was a very sad video to see.
That is sad to see.
Pete Sampras still married, Skin.
Yeah, to Bridget Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name I was trying to come up with.
That Veronica Vaughn is
that
one piece of ace.
Veronica Vaughn.
God,
and
man,
I know from experience.
Man, the Pete Sampras current picture. Oh, you know what? Dude, the current picture of Pete Sampras, he looks like a Muppet or something.
What just happened?
He's always looked like a Muppet.
Carl Lewis won his fourth gold medal on this day in 1984.
Assemble. No!
Can we do that at the FC Dallas tomorrow?
So good.
All right, what is going to be? We have a date scheduled to record some fake interviews, right?
Yeah, Wednesday.
We got that pegged. Okay, so now sorry to use that word for you,
yeah,
but we've
think,
got
right?
the date. We've got a pen in it. That date, right? Wednesday. So we're going to pre-record. Let's do two. Let's set up two. Which
right.
one should we do? Mosquito and the Hulk. Should we do the East Texas Sports Boys? Nigel and Whippy.
No.
What?
Not Nigel.
What else?
Oh, East Texas Sports Boys, please.
I wouldn't mind doing a new one. I'd like to develop a character for the way Pete Sampras looks these days.
Yeah,
he's always looked like that.
No, dude. He has not always looked like
yes,
this.
Yes, he has.
His face is getting eaten by eyebrows a la Peter Gallagher.
Those are some quality eyebrows. All right, there you have it. That's the Today Game for today. Brought to you by Rollertown Beer Works in sweet, sweet Salina, Texas. We'll be heading there directly after the show. Come hang with us in Salina. And don't forget, it's the re-release of our Japanese lager. Excuse me, this weekend. Coming up next, we will finalize our Light Farms Giant Eastern Song Bracket and a new DJ Truck Nut song and Kavanaugh's Cowboy Call-In. All that's next on 97.1 The Eagle.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.